fires away. That's a fly ball deep to left. Hawk, back. That's it. That's it. Hey, he did it. Ernie Banks got number 500. A line drive shot into the seats and left. The ball tossed to the bullpen. Everybody on your feet. It is him.
Number 500, 720 WGN in studio with us, Mr. Cub. If you look right outside, you see the Jack Brickhouse sign right there. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
It is. Very, very nice. He's a wonderful human being.
Can I run through your stats for a second? 14-time All-Star. Two-time National League MVP, 58 and 59. Two great years for you.
Now, we used to play two All-Star games in the early 70s.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
How would you do two All-Star games? They call it the Midsummer Classic.
Well, we had two All-Star games. We played one in Kansas City and one in New York.
You're kidding me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, two.
Why? But
they wanted to help the pension fund.
Okay.
And they wanted to play two games, but I think the money went to the pension fund at that time.
Gotcha. All right.
But we played two All-Star games. Can you imagine that? That's what we should do now.
I know we should. I'm with you. Number 14, of course, retired by the Chicago Cubs. You're on the MLB All-Century Team, Mr. Cub in studio, Ernie Banks. And you were honored last night, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. You're going to get that award. Congratulations.
What about that?
I mean, that's huge. They call you up. Who calls you? Is Obama calling you up? Ernie, it's Obama. How you doing? Who calls you on that one?
It was his assistant. What's her name?
I don't know his assistant.
Yeah, his assistant in the White House, Barrett.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It's all right. You got a call from the assistant.
His assistant. Yeah.
Okay.
And she told me, and it was, you know, I was very thrilled about it. I had spoken to Dick Durbin before, you know, about
right.
the possibility of winning the award, and he said, well, let me mention it to Barack, and he did, and worked out, and I'm very happy about it.
I mean, that's huge.
It's huge. It really is. I mean, it's a very powerful thing. It's a great honor, and I just hope I can live up to all the things it represents. And,
well, of course. You have.
And we got Clinton going in, Oprah Winfrey, Gloria Steinem.
Do you guys get together and have a little party beforhand, you,
like
Clinton, and Oprah?
That. I like to do that. I would. That's a good idea.
I bet you'd love Clinton. I bet he'd have many questions for you.
Well, I met him before. I went to the White House and met him before. He's quite a guy. He understands sports. He's plays the saxophone. I mean, he does a lot of things. Very talented man, and he loves baseball.
What about Oprah? You ever meet her?
Yes, I have. I met her at Wrigley Field, and I went on a cruise with her and had a wonderful time.
What do you mean you went on a cruise? Just you two?
It ended up that way, but it was other people on the boat. It was her own special tour she had, and we wound up in the cafeteria having lunch together. She is a remarkable woman.
Everybody loves Oprah, and everybody that's worked for her loves Oprah.
She is a remarkable woman. I can understand why. And my goal now was one day me and Oprah win the Nobel Peace Prize. That's my lifelong goal.
One award at a time, Ernie. Presidential Medal of Freedom. Let's stick with that. Let's get that one under your belt, and then we'll go for the Nobel Peace Prize.
So that means we can play two.
Yes, we can play two. All right, before I forget, I got to ask you about Pearl Jam. You were at Pearl Jam. I was at Pearl Jam.
How was it?
It was great, except for that 2.5-hour delay.
Someday we'll go all the way.
I mean, were you backstage the entire time?
Yes, and I enjoyed it because I had a chance to talk to Eddie Vedder's family and people and some of the producers. I mean, it was great for me. I like meeting people and listening to what they say. And putting on one of those kind of concerts takes a lot of work and a lot of people.
Well, Eddie is, number one, a huge Cub fan.
He really is.
And he loves you. I know that for a fact.
And I took his glove.
And number two, he, you know, that he was so excited when he started at Wrigley. They had to calm him down. He was so excited.
Yes, really. I mean, he was really excited when they called me and started talking about it and And I said, okay, I would be glad to be with him because he came to one of the Randy Hundley fantasy camps, and that's where we met and we talked. And he's just a wonderful human being and a great songwriter.
So Eddie Vedder did the fantasy camp?
Yeah, he came out for a while.
I didn't know that.
Randy Hundley.
Yeah, of course.
You should do that.
I did the fantasy camp at Wrigley Field, and Billy Williams was my manager, and he rode me the entire time,
yeah.
All day. We played four games. We were in the championship.
So that was in August, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Billy Williams, I apparently I wasn't bending down enough. I played third base.
Uh-huh,
you know,
okay.
And all I would hear from the dugout is, McMurray, get your tailgate down. Get your tailgate down. I'm like, Billy, I'm doing the best I can here. What do you want me to do?
But Billy is that way. He's a remarkable person.
He's
he
funny.
Understands the game. He's funny. You're
Every
right.
time I see him, he tells me to get my tailgate down. Get your tailgate down. I'm trying. I'm doing the best I can.
Oh, he was like that. Wonderful guy.
But when you went to Pearl Jam, okay, we all had a great time, and suddenly there was a delay, and it was 2.5 hours, and you stayed. You went on stage at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
It was nice. I enjoyed it. I didn't think about the time. You know, I've been that way playing for the Cub Day baseball and
right.
all that. I didn't think about the time of anything. I mean, I want to live up to the song of baseball. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. So that's what my life is all about. I mean, I was just relaxing and talking and visiting. And pretty soon it said the rain going to stop. And it did, and, you know, we went out, and it was just really wonderful. One of the greatest thrills I've had in my life.
Really?
And I had that on Facebook.
Wow.
I can't believe the people who saw it and chatted and congratulated me for
of
being
course.
There. I mean, it was unbelievable. Why is that?
Because people love you. You're Mr. Cub.
What is that?
And I mean, you're older in age, and you're hanging out at Pearl Jam at Wrigley Field, and you went on stage at 1:30. A lot of guys would have left.
That's it. Okay, that's
yeah.
it. You answered it.
Right.
That's it. I didn't understand that. I said, no. And it was, you know, a lot of young people, great band, great group of people, and they were nice.
Got it. Ernie, we got some breaking news with Judy. I guess we got Sandy's.
Yes, so Sandy Jackson, a former Chicago alderman who, along with her husband, was convicted in this scheme to loot their campaign fund of $750 million. She has just received 1 year prison sentence.
So she got 1 year, Jesse Jr.?
Jesse got 2.5 years.
Got it. Okay. 1 year for Sandy Jackson. Thank you, Judy.
Sure.
720 WGN. 720 WGN, Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks in studio, taking us up till Cubs pregame today. You going to the game today? How often do you go to the game? You just kind of figure you're Mr. Cub. You go to every single game. Do you do that?
I should go to every game. You're right about that. But I, you know, I got other things going and all of that. But I really would like to spend time at Wrigley Field with the Cubs.
How fun is that?
That is really. I went into the locker room last night and was just. Unbelievable to meet the players and
all young guys too.
Yeah, all young. Most of them I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I introduced myself to them.
Hi, I'm Ernie Banks. I'm the greatest Cub that's ever lived. What's your name? Oh, how you doing? I mean, what do you say? I mean, do they know? And they know who you are, right?
Well, because of the announcement and all the publicity and all that, they knew these kids playing baseball today are very smart. They keep up with things. They all went to college and keep up with things. They understand how to play the game and all that. We don't have a lot of minor league teams now like it used to. We used to have 7, 8 minor league teams. We had a team in Peoria
right.
for a lot of years.
I know the Vanakins very well. I know Rocky very well.
Nice man.
Yes. I went back for Pete's wake, and I walk in. I see Jim Hendry there. I mean, it was humongous.
Yeah, he was a remarkable man.
Yeah, he was a good man.
Yeah, I remember when he had his restaurant down there in Peoria. You remember the restaurant?
Of course.
Had?
I grew up in Peoria. I went to Bradley, man.
Yeah, you went to Bradley. I've been to Bradley. My son went to Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
I understand a lot about Bradley. You had a great basketball player that was at Bradley.
Percy Hawkins, 1988
Hawkins,
Player of the Year.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
He's doing color commentary, I want to say, for Memphis. He played in the NBA for years.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he was a good player.
He was a remarkable player.
Played in the NBA championship against the Bulls.
He sure did.
For Seattle.
Percy Hawkins. He went to school here, didn't he?
He went to Westinghouse, I want to say.
Yeah, Westinghouse.
I think he played center at Westinghouse, and he played guard at Bradley.
Yeah, that's
how good you know, athletes are nowadays. When you look at the athletes today, and you look at guys like A-Rod, who is, you know, he's challenging his suspension. These guys with steroids and the HGH. What do you think about that?
It's amazing. It's amazing to me. I really can't understand it. What I'm doing now is trying to keep up with what's going on now. You know, at my age, I mean, you can get behind on a lot of things, but to keep up with what's really happening today, mm-hmm. and it is different. It's a whole different world. Baseball is totally different to me now than when I played. It's just different. The parks are different. The players are different. The management are different.
It's a billion-dollar industry. Billions.
What about football?
Football, billions. I mean, it's just humongous. And these guys want part of that money. That's why they're trying to get into it.
It's amazing. I mean, the money and the advertising, promotions and the agents and, you know, all of that. And we have a union now. I didn't have a union when I played, but we got a union, and it has a lot of money, too, that protects the players, you know, like A-Rod.
Of course.
All these players.
Yeah, right.
It's amazing.
Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks in studio, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. When do you get that award? When do you go out to Washington for that?
Well, her name is Valerie Jarrett. I didn't think of her name, but she's a wonderful lady. She told me to be sometime around the 30th of November.
30th of November.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that on TV? Is that the one that's on television?
Yeah.
You got to wear a nice suit for that. You got to look good.
That's right. You're right.
And I told you this. My son wore number 14 this year, so it gave me a chance to tell him how great Ernie Banks was.
How young is he?
He's 8 years old.
He's eight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd like to come to see him play.
He was, you know, not bad. Not bad. Yeah. And he wanted to know all about Mr. Cub. We went down. We looked at the statue. Went to a few games this year. Oh. It's fun to tell the new generation of kids about you because people forget.
Well, and then a lot they don't know. I mean, I think about the statues of me and all the players around Wrigley Field. People don't know who we are.
Right.
The kids don't know.
Who's number 14? It's retired. I mean, Mr. Cub. Why is he Mr. Cub?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, there's a reason. You were an all-star for 14 years in a row. That's crazy.
Well, it was a great honor. I mean, to be selected on the All-Star team. And the one I remember was in Milwaukee, and it was a tie game, and Stan Musial hit a home run to win the game.
Stan Musial hit a home run to win the game.
And he said he was going to do it before he went up there. And I was just a kid. He said, all right, it's time for us to go home. The roast beef is getting raw, so we got to get home. And went up to hit the first pitch out of the ball. I said, unbelievable.
You played with Stan the Man.
That's right.
And I mean, you played with a lot of great guys.
A lot of guys. And he is he won the Medal of Freedom Award, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's gone now. He won it, and I talked to his agent, and his agent said it was a great thing. Hank Aaron has won it. A lot of athletes. Will Chamberlain has won. I mean, the kid in San Francisco has won. Bill Russell has won.
The kid in San Francisco, Bill
yeah.
Russell. He's not a kid anymore, Ernie.
You heard
He's
Bill
a kid
Russell.
To you, though, right?
Yes, he is. He really is. And that's the way I feel. You mentioned A-Rod. I mean, some of the kids that are playing today, Castro and a lot of them, I just feel like a father to them, a surrogate father mm-hmm. to them. You know, I don't give them no advice. I just like being around them and encouraging them and I don't teach or anything.
Can you tell good talent when you look at Castro and you look at Anthony Rizzo that these guys are going to be stars?
Yeah, I can. I'm not a scout now. I've mm-hmm. worked for the Cubs mm-hmm. as a rotating coach and went to all of my league teams, but I didn't scout them. You know, scouts are different. You know, they keep track of everything. And my thing is seeing them playing at Wrigley Field or
right.
any ballpark.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Seeing that feeling, that love for the game and the intelligence.
We have a call here. Ray, you're on with Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks. Go ahead.
How you doing, Ernie? You probably don't remember this, but back in 1968, I caught one of your home run balls. And through a friend of a friend, you wound up signing the ball to me in the kitchen of your house when you were living out over there, on Rhodes, 70-something in Rhodes.
You remember all of that?
I remember that whole day, sir. It was just wonderful. Here we were, a bunch of 17, 18-year-old kids, and there's three of us sitting in your kitchen, and we're talking baseball with you. And at the time, you had two little twins were running around the house.
That's correct.
Incredible.
They're 54 years old now, so you're right about that. But let's do this again. I got to meet you and get this baseball from you. You still have it?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm holding it right here in front of me.
How about that?
Well, can I buy it from you?
Can you buy it from me?
Yeah, sure.
What are you going to do with it?
I was going to keep it. I'm collecting some of the things that I missed when I was playing. I didn't collect a lot of stuff.
Right.
But
I'll send it over to WGN, and they can get it to you, and whatever you figure it's worth. If I got it back to you, it'd be full circle then.
How about that?
Where you live?
We live up in the northwest side of the city.
Ray, hold on. Okay. We'll grab your info. You can send it to us. Send it to me. I know where to find Ernie.
Yeah, he can mind me.
How about that? There's a guy that caught your home run ball and is going to give it back to you.
Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
No, it's not.
Wow.
It's reality. What is real?
Do you have your old jerseys? Do you have any of those?
No.
You didn't save anything.
No, I did not.
How about the mitt?
I'll tell you what happened. There's a kid in Milwaukee was selling a lot of merchandise, and a guy in China, he's the president of Morgan Stanley, he bought my jersey that I wore and was signed from Wilson in 1954 for $189,000.
Okay.
He bought it.
All right.
You might imagine. I don't understand.
I do that too.
Did what?
It's a lot of money.
But he bought it.
Yeah.
He bought my jersey. Wow, that's amazing.
Well, Ernie Banks is going to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom in November. How cool was it to be honored last night at Wrigley Field?
Oh, it was just wonderful. It's just, you know, Billy Williams there, and Dusty Baker came over. I said hi to him, met a lot of the players from the Reds came over, and, you know, and shook my hand and congratulated me. And I went in the club dugout, met all the players, the manager. I mean, it was just wonderful. It was like a dream come true to be able to be in the park that I played all day games. I didn't play no night games at Wrigley Field, and be there and see it and experience it and be around the players and the fans. And it was powerful.
And where did Let's Play 2 come from? When did Ernie Banks say that first time?
Well, I said that in 1967. We went first place for a little while. And it was in July, about 80, 90 degrees at Wrigley Field. I walked in the clubhouse and I said that, boy, it's a beautiful day. Let's play two. And all the players looked at me and they said, Sano, Billy Williams, all the guys looked at me. This guy's crazy. It's 900 degrees out there. He's about playing two games. Man, get out of here.
So that's where it came from.
Yeah, and a writer named Jimmy Enright, he wrote for the Chicago's America, and he wrote it in the papers, and it became part of my life, and I like it. He also named a book, Let's Play 2 book.
You said it at Pearl Jam. Let's play until 2.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And they did. They
that's
played
right.
until
I did.
2. Yeah.
I did. Yes. Can I get a recorded of that?
Yeah, I'm sure you can call it Betty. You guys are buddies now.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely. And before you go, you were a player coach, right?
Yeah.
How does that work, man? That's tough. You guys worked harder back in the day. These guys are pampered nowadays. They don't know what hard work's all about.
Well,
I know you're not going to say anything. I know.
But
you're
anyway,
not.
I was a player coach, and then I managed 73.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got thrown out of the game, and they gave me Whitey Logman gave me the lineup card and said, "You got the team." And guess what I did? I called up on Joe Pepitone. You ever heard of him?
Yep, of course.
The pinch hit. He got the hit to win the game.
I love it. I love you, Ernie. It's good to see you.
Thank you very much.
You're an inspiration. You really are. Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks. And don't forget, watch the Cubs take on the Reds at Wrigley Field and see Tom Skilling sing the seventh inning stretch today at 1 on WGN-TV, where Chicago's very own play. How about that? Skilling's doing the stretch today.
He's going to do the stretch. Wow.